I'd like to take a few minutes this morning to talk about the link between the birth of a child long, long ago and our own hopes and desires for our own lives this Christmas. I'd like to talk about presents too, about what we want, about what we have wanted in the weeks gone by, and about what we have received. Earlier today at the 9:45 Family Eucharist, Julie talked about presents with some of our children, and they described the things that they had opened, some of them, I suspect, rather early in the morning. Star Wars, of course, made out of Lego, was to me the most exciting thing I saw. Maybe you put presents aside to open on Christmas morning, or opened something yesterday already which you could enjoy today. Maybe you have had the chance to give and receive presents in person this morning. That's lovely if you have. If you have children or grandchildren, you will have seen their joy as they received their gifts. And strangely, despite the commercialism of Christmas, which of course we're duty-bound to abhor, even if we also enjoy quite a lot of it, Christmas is truly about a gift. The gifts we give are an important way of expressing our love, of building up our relationships. I can't think of anybody who I really care about to whom I've never given a present of some sort. Relationships depend on giving and receiving in all kinds of ways. The giving and receiving of time and of care, of a meal or of drinks, or letters or cards, or words of appreciation and respect, or even, if you know somebody well, just meaningful looks. The giving and the receiving of gifts, carefully chosen, gifts which cost us something, even if just the thought and the effort of choosing. And the gifts that we give, and not only the gifts of things, of course, are often the stepping stones of our relationships, the beginning of new chapters in our lives. Christmas is always busy for the advertising industry, and I must confess I rather enjoy looking at Christmas adverts every year. In the weeks before Christmas, the media pumps us with adverts to make us buy this or that for the people we love, or to desire something intensely for ourselves. Advertising is about communication and about persuasion. It communicates about objects which we might buy, and it persuades us with the help of the images of power and success, the icons of wealth and beauty, sexuality and lifestyle. Communication is also at the heart of our faith. In the prophecy of Isaiah, we hear those wonderful words, "How beautiful on the mountain are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, who announces peace, who announces salvation." And our gospel, the word gospel itself, means good news. But Christian faith uses different images to the glossy advertising of Christmas and seeks to communicate to a different end. It isn't trying to make us buy something, but rather to make us value something which we already share in, but may struggle to accept or sometimes to believe. The Bible doesn't use the images of the exclusive or the glamorous, but rather the simple images of created life to explain God's love. Images of light and of water, bread and wine, birth and death. These are the things from which our lives are really made, the real stuff of life. And the Bible offers us this image of a defenseless child born in a stable to teach us what God is like, our humble God, our Prince of Peace. Christianity doesn't try to persuade us to want something that we don't need, to get or to give things that we can't afford, glittering but ultimately passing things. It tries instead to persuade us that we are utterly loved by God from the moment that we came into being until eternity. And whatever we may feel about ourselves during this stressful, sometimes, season of goodwill, it tells us that we are accepted and that we are loved. And it tells us of the precious gift of Christ, born of Mary, given to us all, which opens up for us a new relationship. I wonder what your relationship with God has been like this year. Perhaps it may have gone through some dry patches, or maybe it didn't really get off the ground. Maybe there wasn't enough communication, or a misunderstanding, perhaps, which got in the way. Perhaps this gift of the child at Christmas, the child born so long ago, announcing God's love for us all, can revive that relationship for you. Perhaps this gift can be a new beginning for each one of us. It's inevitable that Christmas and the few days after should also be a time for looking back over the last year. This is perhaps the best bit of Christmas telly, the opportunity to reflect on all the things that happened and perhaps which we missed. Some of us may look back with gladness and joy for what has happened this year, for what we've done, for what we've experienced. But many will also look back with some pain and also with sadness for things that have been lost, for the people, perhaps, who we have lost as well, for the relationships which broke down, or the relationships which might have failed us, for the illness or for the accidents, for the loss of work, perhaps, for the way in which we failed others and the way in which we also sometimes have let ourselves down too. The gift of God, which we celebrate at Christmas time, was chosen for us and given with great care. Not only is this child born in Bethlehem our mighty God, he is also the one who understands our weakness, our disappointments, and our failures. Not for nothing did Isaiah call him the wonderful counselor, who was to share the life of his people, the good things along with the bad. Sometimes we need to talk to God about our lives, and he is the one to whom we can reach out. Somebody who will listen, somebody who will understand. And not for nothing did Isaiah call him the Prince of Peace, because he can help us to find reconciliation and peace even in our relationships and in ourselves. Well, I hope that this morning you are happy with all that you gave and with all that you have received or may receive later on in the day. But the true gift which we celebrate this morning is worth more than all the world. It is the gift simply of God's love, which changes everything. The birth of a child, which invites us into a deeper relationship with the God who loves us utterly. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. Amen.